There's more bad news for dip netters and sport anglers in South Central Alaska. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced Wednesday that it will close the Chitna River to dip netting due to this year's abysmal sockeye return to the Copper River. Fish and Game will also close sport fishing for reds in the upper Copper River drainage. Fish and Game's Mark Somerville manages both fisheries.
And the main reason for that is that escapement past the sonar at Miles Lake is so low at this point, it's indicating that we will not have enough salmon to meet the lower bound sockeye salmon escapement goal, and therefore we've had to close these two fisheries.
The closures will take effect Monday, but subsistence fishing will remain open on the Copper River. Dip netting opened on the Chitna just 10 days ago, and the season was set to run for the next 2.5 months. Somerville says closing the fisheries is unprecedented. The Chitna River personal use dip net fishery attracts up to 8,000 Alaskans, and Somerville says the sockeye sport fishery in the upper Copper River drainage typically averages about 15,000 angler days. Roughly 180,000 fish have returned to the Copper this season, putting it on track for the 8th smallest return on record. But there is a silver lining for sport fishermen. Low sockeye numbers have also shuttered the commercial gillnet fishery near the mouth of the Copper River, which Somerville says should increase opportunity for king fishing upriver.
Right now, with the commercial fishery closed, the king salmon return to the Copper River appears to be at or above our forecast of 43,000. I expect king salmon sport fishing to be spectacular this year.
There will also be a bright spot for commercial gill netters. Fish and Game commercial fisheries biologist Jeremy Boat says a late sockeye return to the Copper River Delta could provide opportunity in the commercial fishery.
Starting in about mid-June, we start to do kind of a hybrid between managing for our Delta sockeye and our upriver sockeye. If we're tracking at daily anticipated for this later component of the upriver, plus, you know, we're meeting Delta sockeye salmon escapement objectives, and, you know, there's a chance we could have the fishery open, you know, before the coho salmon season starts.
Boat says opportunity would be limited if the commercial fishery does reopen, and whether that happens will still largely depend on the number of sockeye that make it upriver.